Then I found out I had cancer.
It was in 2013 you announced you had been diagnosed with prostate cancer.
Right.
But in 2011, you had prostate cancer surgery.
Yeah, I just had a recurrence of the disease.
You've survived also colon cancer,
mm-hmm.
and as we've talked about, melanoma.
Right.
Today, as you sit here and you referred to it, you're in treatment now
mm-hmm.
with chemotherapy
mm-hmm.
for your prostate
mm-hmm.
cancer. How do you cope with this battle? And it's not the first time, it's four times, I guess. How do you deal with that?
Well, it's just, I'm on a journey. There's ups and downs. I think you cope. I think you can learn something from every adversity in your life. How to cope with it, how to treat others when you don't feel well, how to get up and do something that other people wouldn't do at the same time. I think that strengthens your character to have lots of adversity. It hardens you. And I'm not talking about an abusive way. It hardens your ability to take adversity in the future.
You're very busy today, and I want to talk about that, but that helps you divert your attention.
Sure.
So that you're not thinking about this all
the time. You bet. That's why I got on an airplane last Tuesday and went and worked for 3 days, because I knew if I was sitting at home, I'd be thinking, I'd feel the pain, and I'd feel the nausea, and I'd get up and throw up. And by doing other things, I'm not doing that.
So right now, where are you in this treatment? Are you nearing the end of the chemo?
Yeah, I have three more, and this is the last set of chemo that I'll get. I'm out of drugs, but I don't have any evidence of disease right now, and I haven't for over a year. So this is kind of MD Anderson's way of maybe we can beat this thing from coming back. You know, oncologists are a sweet bunch of guys and gals, but they beat the heck out of you. They don't take these medicines. We do.
Right. But it's working for you.
It's worked, but I don't know how many other cancers they've caused, you know, with the chemotherapy. Plus, the third time getting chemotherapy, my bone marrow's shot. It doesn't come back well.
Does your faith help you through this?
Yeah. Everything that I've done, my faith has helped. I want to say this so that it comes off right. I cannot imagine living the life I've lived without having faith.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't have done it. So the positive attributes plus the real spiritual help, which, you know, I think there's six senses, okay? There's taste, touch, smell, hearing, and sight. And then there's a spiritual sixth sense. It's real. It's powerful. Insightful. Great for making decisions. Great for causing you to pause. One of my big problems, not pausing. That's the tool that I use on my journey. So I know where I'm going. The question is, how many other hills does he want me to climb before I get there? And a lot of other people are on the same journeys.
Do you ever say, why me?
No.
So every one of your adversities has just made you stronger, is the way you see it.
Well, it's made me stronger, but it also has made me give so much more appreciation to the things that I didn't value before,
yeah.
The small things.
Yeah. You're very public about it. Do people reach out, send letters, or do they talk to you about it when you
oh,
see
yeah.
them?
It's just like I ask people who've lost a child. I said, what are you thinking about Donna today? Because most people won't ever say anything to them, and they want to talk about their kids they've lost. So, yeah, I'm happy to talk about it. You know, I get a little tired of it after 20 questions, but I'm public about it. If I can help somebody else go through this, I want to.
And I'm sure you have.
Well, hopefully.
Given that kind of support.
Yeah.
Your colleagues, have they reached out to you?
Yeah. Yeah, I've got a lot. You know, the best thing about being a congressman and a senator has nothing to do with being a congressman and a senator. It has to do about relationships. And form some great lifelong relationships with some very fine people, none of which are career politicians.